certain world.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian
and Julia.
1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we give to you there. You can do it all over there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, freetalklive.com. We've been talking about piracy, also known as file sharing. That's a much friendlier name for it and much more accurate to describe what's really going on. Because piracy is, that's associated with violence and it's associated with theft and robbery and, dastardly deeds. But sharing files online is not dastardly. It's sharing. You're giving people
sharing
things.
Sharing is caring.
Right. And when you share things with others, maybe they'll feel good about those things and go out and actually buy them from the people that produce them. Because I think most people understand that artists would like to get paid for their work. And that if you don't buy something from the producers that you enjoy, that they're not being supported. And so therefore, at some point, they might just decide to call it quits. So you can't just have the free ride. If everybody's a free rider, nobody gets any good music or movies anymore. Because if no one buys, then why would anyone keep making those things?
I listen to electronic music, and so like underground electronic music, not like Deadmau5 and that crap. But so I am not a DJ. When I used to DJ for fun, right? So we used to buy like vinyl records and stuff, and now everything is completely digital. So hardly anyone plays vinyl anymore.
Actually, vinyl sales are up.
Not in the electronic world.
Okay, well, I don't know what world, but surprisingly, vinyl sales of albums have gone up by like 50%.
I love the way a record sounds.
Apparently, you're not the only one.
But anyway, the reason why I was sharing this is because it's gone digital. If you're a DJ and you do not purchase like the full version, it's considered very scummy within the community. So like there's like an incentive, like social ostracism, mm-hmm. to purchase to support like the DJs and stuff. Like if you were a DJ and you didn't buy the full version, you wouldn't be a very popular DJ.
And someone would find that out somehow?
Yeah, because, well, unless a friend gave it to you, you couldn't get the full version from start to finish. You'd have to take it from, like, a mixed CD. And if you took it from a mixed CD, it would be obvious because there's the part where you mix. So, like, gotcha. To get the whole song, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
You know what I mean?
Like the raw version.
Right, exactly. To get the whole song, either someone would have to give it to you, which is not accepted within the DJing community.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, people understand that you have to support the people that are the producers out there. Let's go to Brett listening in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live, and I understand you're actually listening via free-to-air.
I am indeed. I'm listening to the LRN channel, so thanks for putting that up. I listen to it a lot. It's great.
Good. I'm glad somebody's fine. Glad I know that someone is listening to it.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering if you have actually had somebody call and say that they're listening to it. But
I think
anyway,
you might be the second person to have ever called from listening to Free to Air. That doesn't mean there aren't people out there listening to it. I'm
right,
curious. Did you find out about LRN.FM prior to Free to Air, or was it from...
I've been listening to Free Talk Live since 2005. I'm an amplifier and all that, but I'm just into Free to Air as a hobby, so it happens to coincide with what I like to do in my free time. So,
how would you explain Free to Air for listeners that don't know what it is?
Well, basically there are a ton of satellites, in the sky above, around the entire world, but especially here in the United States, there's still quite a bit of Free to Air content out there, and what that means is that the signals aren't encrypted. It's sort of like picking up your local NBC station off of rabbit ears, except in this case it's via a satellite dish. And you can pick up, a lot of cool, news gathering feeds, and even sometimes there will be channels that will be uplinked that are not encrypted so that you can watch them. And there are definitely some shady sides to free to air as well, with, you know, people hacking other providers, but I don't get into that stuff. But that's just a fun hobby of you know, scanning and seeing what you find. So
yeah, so they've got a bunch of internet, like I've got one set up here at the studio just so I can monitor our feed. And there's TV channels and there's radio channels, and a lot of them are you know, like religious channels.
Yeah,
a lot of them
there's
are.
There's a ton of that stuff, but it's really interesting because there's a lot of international channels. And I was actually, when Adam versus the Man was on RT, I would watch that quite a bit. Obviously, that's not on anymore, unfortunately.
Right, RT's up there. Al Jazeera English is also there. Those are probably two of the better channels on free-air television. And
really
also
great.
A lot of international stuff, like a lot of foreign language channels, lots of, you know, maybe, let's see, like a lot of Arabic channels are up there.
There's
like the Nigerian Television Authority, which is this this channel that's basically state TV from Nigeria or something like that. And it is just the most awful production that you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so... I mean, I've never seen state TV before, and I was just sitting there one night just watching it. I don't really spend much time doing it, but now and then I'll just for fun, I'll just go and watch some of the international channels and see what's going on out there. And just watching them laud their government and, like, all their government people, and just all of the programming was just so obviously biased towards the state.
Right.
It was laughable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You find some interesting things, for sure.
So what were you calling about tonight, Brett?
Yeah, anyway, so I wanted to chime in on the whole piracy thing. And I guess this is a really simple quote, but to me it means a lot. There's a guy named Gabe Newell. He is the CEO of a company called Valve. They make a bunch of popular games. I'm not really a huge gamer, but he's mm-hmm. pretty prominent in that industry. And one of the things that he said recently in an interview is that piracy is not a pricing problem. It's a service problem. And I think that that's completely accurate. You know, I'll admit, I do, I guess, you know, if you want to call it pirating or whatever, I pirate some content, you know, on occasion. And it's honestly because I don't want to go through the hassle of going on iTunes and downloading a DRM movie or whatever. It's so much easier to just download something and play it. And it's faster and it's more convenient.
And to Valve's credit, they came out with Steam, which is a delivery platform for video games that essentially makes the acquisition of those games fairly easy for people. Instead of having to go to the store and buy a physical copy of a game and then do whatever the process of installing it, you just literally go in this service online and it downloads the game for you and installs it for you, basically. And it takes a few steps out of that process. It's you know, it still obviously costs some money to do that, but I think that he's putting his money where his mouth is to some extent there.
Yep. I totally agree. And Julia, it's funny you brought up the whole DJing thing, because I'm actually a DJ. That's like my main gig. And
I knew that when you called, actually. When you said Brett from Iowa, I was like, oh, funny, because he's a DJ.
Oh, yeah.
I remember from
a long time ago or something.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah, but I've noticed that trend as well. And it's really interesting because in the electronic community, you're right, there people, you know, will legitimately purchase music because it's considered, you know, supporting those artists, especially when you go through things like Beatport and things like that.
Right.
The artists that create the stuff actually get a really good chunk of the money that you pay. And so, you know, it's considered to be a good thing to do. But I'm mainly more of a club DJ. I unfortunately have to deal with kind of the, you know, mainstream craft that's out there. But it's unfortunate because a lot of the people in my industry, they don't pay for their music and they just get low quality files online. You know, so I guess there's downsides to it as well, and those are unfortunately the people who are competing with me and playing for cheaper, but, you know, that's the free market, I guess, so I guess I can't complain, but yeah, so it's interesting you mentioned that, but to go to the point about vinyl sales being up, that's actually true, but it's up more in, like, the, you know, hipster kids who go to Hot Topic and they want to get, you know, Dark Side of the Moon on a repressed vinyl or whatever, you know, which mm-hmm. is cool. But it's not necessarily in the DJing world, you know, like you said, nobody uses vinyl anymore unless you're like a, you
old
know,
school
like
vinyl
a early
set.
Hip-hop head. Right, exactly. Old school hip hop or house or whatever. But
so
yeah,
you're
so
saying
anyway.
That the record sales are up because of hipsters?
That's what I'm saying, man. I see all these kids going into, you know, Hot Topic and stuff and getting Pink Floyd on vinyl, but.
Wow.
I can't complain. It's all good. You know, I love vinyl as well. So
Brett, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing
thanks,
from
guys.
You. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you want to learn more about his satellite thing that he's doing, you can go to sat.lrn.fm. It'll tell you more about how to pick us up that way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff's.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you find there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And want to tell you about Bitcoin. It is the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. Now, peer-to-peer, what does that mean? Well, it's like torrents or the file sharings we've been talking about here. Peer-to-peer, when you're downloading from torrents, you're downloading from multiple peoples. Or multiple people that have the file that you're looking for. When you're transferring bitcoins, the network is distributed amongst thousands or maybe millions of computers out there running the Bitcoin software. So there's no way that the government can come in, or any government in the world can come in to shut Bitcoin down. If they come in and shut you down, they haven't shut Bitcoin down. They've just taken you off of the Bitcoin network. They literally cannot control this cat. It is out of the bag. At this point.
Oh, that must drive them nuts.
It must. And too bad for them, because what's done is done, and it's all over but the crying. And Bitcoin, the more popular it becomes, the more effective it becomes, the more useful it becomes. And over the last few years, it has become more popular and therefore more useful, and more new services have come out to involve the Bitcoin. It's still the new world, though. I mean, there's some risk out there in Bitcoin. Some of the services that have come up have gone down and taken some people with them, unfortunately, in that process, and taken some of their Bitcoins with them. So you do need to be cautious about it. Our friends over at MemoryDealers.com are really behind the Bitcoin. Roger Ver is over there at MemoryDealers.com, and he has decided to really jump in with both feet. And he has been funding the advertising campaigns for Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. Not only that, but he's also selling physical Bitcoins, which makes some interesting conversation starters. Go to MemoryDealers.com to get your Bitcoins there. Be part of the currency that is transforming the world. You don't need anyone's permission to start buying and selling Bitcoins or using Bitcoins. You don't have to go through some Patriot Act nonsense like you had to when you open a bank account these days. You just go and download the software and you're in. And then you just find yourself some Bitcoins out there, and there are ways to do that. You can learn more at weusecoins.com about the Bitcoin. That's weusecoins.com. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and you can go and get some over at memorydealers.com. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. Whether you want to comment on file sharing or whatever's on your mind, you're certainly welcome to do so. Also, Julia, you had wanted to tell us about some parenting issues, and I definitely want to get a chance to touch on that coming up. In addition, we've also got the Lego news. According to the Los Angeles Times, Lego toys have always seemed pleasantly gender-neutral. Perhaps that's why the new Lego Friends line for girls have triggered a fair bit of protest from some health and equal rights organizations. As the token lady on the show tonight, Julia, it'll be interesting to hear what you think about this. The new line, whose characters sport slim figures and stylish clothes, will contribute to gender stereotyping that promotes body dissatisfaction in girls, said Carolyn Costin, an eating disorder specialist and founder of the Montanito Treatment Center in Malibu. Online petitions have started to protest the line, which includes a butterfly beauty shop and a Your Fashion Designer workshop. The International Association of Eating Disorder Professionals said the toys were devoid of imagination and promote overt forms of sexism.
I think there's a slight exaggeration there. Now, I guess I can agree with a teeny bit there, which is like with the Barbie doll, for example.
Right.
Yes, Barbie is not necessarily the best role model for little girls, right? Because I forget what it is if you do out her stats, right? Her real life stats, but she's got huge boobs, a teeny little waist.
Yeah.
And I can understand why that makes some people uncomfortable because, you know, young girls grow up playing with these toys supposedly and they think that this is what they're supposed to look like. But I don't see anything wrong with having a girl's Lego. When I was a little kid, we used to play with Playmobil, and there was a girly-like version of that. And I liked both the guy's version and the girl's version. But the girls had this huge dollhouse, and I wanted it so bad, like more than anything, because I was a little girl, and I guess I liked dollhouses, you know what I mean? So I don't see a problem with coming out with a girl's line of Legos.
So this complaint is based on kind of the same old complaint that these same people would have about every other toy line. I mean, because any toy line that has these gender roles in them is offensive to these people. And I think it ultimately brings up the question of should there be gender roles? And I can understand the position of those who say that there shouldn't be. that children shouldn't be raised with this belief that, you know, if you're a boy, you must like blue, and if you're a girl, you must like pink, and, you know, if you're a girl, you have to, you know, like kitchen toys, and if you're a boy, you have to like guns. And I think that there's some, I think there's some truth to the idea that that's not necessarily a healthy thing.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. I'd like to point out that Legos are generally marketed at males, I would say, young males.
That's always been my impression.
Like, if you go and look at the Lego packaging, it's police officers,
yes.
Construction workers, it's
space.
Dark, it's blue.
Yeah.
It's definitely... So, to say that that is gender neutral, but the new line is somehow crossing that, I think
that's pretty absurd.
I think that's just not true.
There is, like, there's the Lego, like, town. I remember when I was growing up, I was into Legos, and... I never liked the town ones. I thought they were boring.
Right. There's the Star Wars one. Everyone likes those. Those
right.
are definitely targeted at
they
males.
They had, like, Space Police was one of the ones.
Yeah.
And then there was Blacktron. They were, like, the bad guys in space. And so, like, I was definitely into the space ones. And they were clearly targeted at males. Although I would say the town ones are not necessarily targeted at males. I mean, those...
No,
like, the town.
I liked Legos. I mean, I liked to play with them, and I didn't... I think that gender roles... I mean, little kids just don't really think like that.
Well,
I played with all kinds
of boys.
Little
kids don't think about it. I see what you're saying. You, as a young person, didn't think about
right.
anything about it. But I think some adults are concerned, and I think to some extent rightly so, about, you know, these gender roles that are kind of forced down kids' throats.
Well,
you know, like, well, if you're a little boy, you have to dress like this, and you have to like these colors, and, you know, if you're a little, it's wrong for you to wear pink if you're a little boy, and if you're a little girl, you shouldn't be wearing blue. I mean, these kinds of things.
Right, I agree. But don't buy your kids those kind of toys then.
Right, and that's just really all this is these busybodies are saying, well, these toys shouldn't exist. And obviously, if Lego wants to make some girly toys, then that's their business. And in fact, Lego points out here that they're doing it because consumers are demanding it.
I had Barbies when I was a kid. I think all given to me as gifts, because I hated Barbies. But what I did do with Barbies...
Anyway?
I think they didn't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There'd be situations where, like, an aunt that didn't know would get...
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know I hated Barbies. But I would color on their faces and cut their hair. And so even though Barbies were given to me, I played with what I liked. Which
yeah.
what I liked was playing outside and playing with Legos and building forts and that kind of thing.
And you like the color blue as well.
Yes.
So
I don't think... I understand where you're coming from on the gender roles, but I don't think that it's necessarily that, like, if you give your kid, this kind of toy, they're going to fall into this role.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I certainly don't take it as seriously as
yeah.
these people do, but I understand their concern, and I understand where it's coming from. They don't want people to be shoehorned into a certain idea for themselves without having been able to fully experience other ideas. 855-453. What do you think? Free Talk Live.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 855-453. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we give to you there, including our news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the news updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up and follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. news.freetalklive.com. Now then, perhaps you are a cigarette smoker, and you probably are well aware by now, you know, judging from all the propaganda out there, that cigarettes are not so good for your long-term health. Well, there is a solution, and it's a solution that can allow you to continue your nicotine habits and do it in a much safer manner. In fact, if you go to Vaporsmiths.com, you can learn more about their e-cigarette. I'm sure you've heard about these vaporizers. Maybe you've even seen them being used. Well, you should know that Vaporsmiths sells one of the best in the world. It's very high-quality production, and it's so affordable. You can actually get the vaporizer itself, two of them, for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. At least 40. You can buy more than 40 if you like. If you use coupon code FTL over at Vaporsmiths.com, you'll get the free standard starter kit. So that includes the charger, that includes two different e-cigarettes, so that way you've always got one that's charged. Because you don't want to run out of the charge and then have to charge it and then wait. No, there's always one that's going to be charge free. So as soon as one charge runs out, you just grab your other e-cigarette and you charge up the one that needs to be charged. So you've always got an e-cigarette. It comes with plenty of cartomizers, and there's various different flavors that many of them are very tasty. I prefer the vanilla myself. Have you tried one of these yet, Julia?
Sure.
You have?
Yeah.
I like it. And you can go to 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Call them there. Get free shipping on orders over $60. Vaporsmiths.com. They don't stink. You're not going to have a stinky cigarette house anymore. with the Vaporsmiths?
The regular ones, the ones that smell like, they do have like a really slight odor, but it's not like a cigarette odor, and it doesn't linger.
Right, it's vapor. So if you're like, if you were using Vaporsmiths right now, Julia, I would not be able to smell the vapor unless you managed to project it all the way over into my face. Like if you were just using it right across the table from me, I wouldn't even be able to tell. I wouldn't know what flavor it was. And so it's great. It's, you don't have the smoke problems that come with cigarettes. It's actually healthier for you, and it's cheaper. In the long run, you're going to save $120 a month. If you're a pack-a-day smoker, you'll save $120 a month using Vaporsmith. So you're going to save money, you're going to be healthier, and you're not going to stink. You can't beat this. Vaporsmiths.com, use code FTL, and get yourself that free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers or more, and free shipping. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. So Denmark's Lego Group says that the Friends line is a response to consumer demand. The Friends line is a girl-oriented set of Lego toys, including Butterfly Beauty Shop and Your Fashion Designer Workshop. The toys say, according to the people that are protesting them, the toys send girls a message that being pretty is more important than who you are or what you can do.
Isn't that every single girly toy out there? I mean, it's not like this is revolutionary, not even including Barbie. If you go down a girl's toy aisle, there's all kinds of little fake makeup kits.
Yeah.
When I remember very specifically, I don't even remember it happening. It's one of those memories that I have through pictures. But like one year, I really wanted this ballerina set, you know what I mean? And there was pictures of me in like a tutu and little ballerina slippers and stuff. Like, this is what I wanted to play with.
But you didn't turn into a ballerina.
No.
And you don't wear makeup today.
No, I do not wear makeup. So I did it shape me. I did playing with tutus and makeup kits shape me as a person at all.
When did you stop? I mean, I know that there was a phase that you had from our conversations in the past. You had a phase where you were wearing makeup.
Yes,
as a
I stopped wearing
girl.
All makeup when I was 16.
Why?
Because I didn't like wearing it anymore. And I, at that point in time...
Did something happen to you?
Sure, I started eating MDMA. That's true.
Plenty of people eat MDMA, you still put on makeup.
I know, but it really gave me a lot of self-confidence.
I see.
And I just didn't feel like I needed it anymore.
So without the self-confidence, you felt like you needed the makeup to cover up.
I think part of it was...
Were empty inside?
I'm not sure that it's that blanketed. I was young, you know what I mean? It was just what my friends did, you know what I mean? But I think the more I thought about it, the more I realized that it wasn't necessary, and I kind of made that choice. Mm. And although it's shocking, I don't even think about it at all, but I read a lot of like food blogs online because I like to cook. And some of these girls, you know, they'll post stuff about other issues, and I see often an article on makeup, and it's like, I can't even go around the house out the house without wearing
makeup.
Like, I'm gonna give it a try this week, and the comments, I mean, are all like, oh my god, you're brave you for not wearing makeup. And it's like, I forget what the percentage of women
that
in America, at least, you know what I mean, wear makeup, because
now
I don't even think about
it. Right, you just leave the house and it's no big deal.
Yeah. So,
wow, yeah. Imagine having to stop every time you. Oh, I can't leave now. I've got to go spend a half an hour in the bathroom first.
We kind of got off topic here. I had
to
bring up. I know,
yeah.
But I did have something to bring up with that.
The girly thing.
The
Legos.
Yes, the Legos. Because they're suggesting that basically that there's these gender roles. I think to some extent, some gender roles are very natural. Like, isn't it said that if you give a boy, like a little boy, a stick, they'll play with it like a gun, like universally?
It is said.
Universally?
I've heard that.
So I don't think a little girl would do that with a stick, naturally, you know what I mean? I think that there are some differences between little girls and little boys, and I think that in regards to, like, play makeup and dress up and things like that are kind of girly activities that little girls like to do, I don't think they view it as anything except for, like, an adult activity, like, well, mommy wears makeup, so it makes me feel grown up to wear makeup. You know what I mean?
Because
I used to like to, like, sometimes my friends would come over and we would, like, get my mom's high heels out and, like, wear the high heels and take pictures of each other in the high heels. You know, and I don't see that.
I think you make some legitimate counterpoints, and I don't think any one side, you know, is the way to go necessarily.
But I share some of the concerns of the people who are worried about over-promoting gender roles, shall we
say. Yeah, it's not something that really riles me up. I think if you take a little girl to the store, I think a lot of little girls are naturally attracted to the aisle with the makeup and the stuff like that. I think that if you show them the little boys' aisle and the little girls' aisle, that a lot of them will naturally gravitate towards the sparkly ponies and the,
maybe,
you know what
so.
I mean? I don't know.
How much of it is coming from the parents, though? I mean, how much of
that
is coming?
I don't know, because I think that you could take very young kids and some of them would naturally, I'm like me, I was a tomboy through and through. Mm-hmm. I always was. And so I didn't really care for that kind of stuff. And I don't know if that's anything that had to do with my parents or what people bought me. I think that's just how I felt.
So here's what Lego has to say in defense of what they're doing. Quote, "We heard very clear requests from moms and girls for more details and interior building, a brighter color palette, a more realistic figure, role play opportunities, and a storyline that they would find interesting. We want to correct any misinterpretation that Lego Friends is our only offering for girls. This is by no means the case. We know that many girls love to build and play with a wide variety of Lego products already available." And that was, by the way, a statement by Executive Vice President Mads Nipper, which is definitely a Denmark-sounding name.
I would say that I agree with that. Like, I believe everything he's saying. I believe that consumers, moms, girls really want, like, a girly Lego product. I think that's something that a lot of people do want, except for the figure. Like, do they really care about the figure of the Legos? I mean, Legos are teeny little blocks. That seems weird to me, but...
Apparently, somebody complained about it. They didn't like the old blotchy, I don't know how you'd describe the regular Lego
blocks.
Guy. Yeah, just
they're
boring
just squares.
Block kind of guys. With a round head with a peg on top.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up absolutely whatever you want. Whether you want to comment on forcing kids into certain gender roles or attempting to shoehorn them, because that's really the bothersome part for me. It doesn't bother me that there are things out there that are, you know, assigned to certain gender types or whatever roles, but what bothers me is parents who would want to foist them upon their children, especially if they don't agree with them. More coming up. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn how you can get a free bumper sticker there, download free web banners, graphics, high-res graphics even. For those of you who'd like to, I don't know, make Free Talk Live t-shirts or something else, you can do that with our graphics over at promote.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, there are also flyers you can download, print out, and distribute and post and get people aware of Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, one thing you want to be aware of in the new year here is a possible resolution you might want to make, and it's, of course, never too late to do this, is to protect yourself and your family from the unexpected. One thing you can count on in regards to the unexpected is you can expect it at some point in the future. What it will end up being is another question. Whether it'll be a natural disaster or some sort of a man-made calamity, you never really know what's going to go down in the future. But you know there are things you can do to help mitigate those circumstances. And one of those things is having a food supply on hand. WiseFoodStorage.com can help you with that. And they've got some good stuff. In fact, we just had somebody post over the Free Talk Live Facebook page the other day about their experience with Wise Food. Because we've been saying on the air now for weeks, try the free sample. You know, don't just take our word for it that this is really good stuff. Not only are they going to sit on a shelf for up to 25 years, maybe even longer, but they're sealed in individual metal Mylar pouches and great ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff. But really, get the free entree sample and see for yourself. Call them at 855-FOOD-WISE, 855-FOOD-WISE, or go to wisefoodstorage.com. We're ready to order, and it is for a limited time, so make sure you do it sooner rather than later. But use promo code FTL to get free shipping on your order. So once again, 855-FOOD-WISE, wisefoodstorage.com. And you know, before you put the order in, go ahead, get the free entree sample, test it for yourself, and then you'll know for sure whether or not this is something you want to get involved in. It is peace of mind, and it's the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love. Call them at 855-FOOD-WISE today, or wisefoodstorage.com. That's wisefoodstorage.com. So we were talking about gender roles and toys and how some toys are, you know, certainly targeted towards girls and some are targeted towards boys. But it's only because those
girls and boys in America have certain gender roles attached to them. And, you know, the question is, well, how much of those are foisted upon them by their family or by society? And how many of them are inherent to them as a natural born human being? And I think, Julia, you made a persuasive point before that some of these things may be inherent to the gender.
Well,
to some
I would
extent.
Say, especially with younger kids, like a 6, a 7, an 8-year-old, at that point in time, they're able to see and comprehend gender roles. I can remember being in like first grade and all the girls in my class liked to play house, and I hated to play house, and I had a friend who was a guy, and we would play some like outdoor thing. And like, so I think at that age you're able to pick up on kind of like what's expected of you in gender roles. But like a 3-year-old, I mean, I think a 3-year-old just plays with what they want to play with.
Right. Well, your suggestion earlier was that some of them might be attracted to certain roles simply because of the nature of the who they
right.
are as a you know, male or a female. You know, males being generally more aggressive, perhaps, maybe being more acclimated towards protection, females being more acclimated towards, you know, keeping the children safe and you know, those sorts of things.
Mean,
There's an argument to be made for that, but on the other hand, obviously not everyone fits into those stereotypes.
I would agree that not everyone fits into it. And I would also
like
say
you.
That forcing it, sure, I
yeah.
guess, forcing it on your children, that is wrong. Like, if your kid doesn't want to play with Barbies and they want to play with Legos instead, I would say that saying no, you know, I think, like, maybe with boys, dads who maybe are homophobic or don't want their son to be gay, I can kind of see this happening with them. Like, no, don't play with the Barbie. Here's this manly thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to suggest that some gender identity, like, generally doesn't exist naturally, I think is just wrong. I don't know if you remember, if you ever heard of that awful case where the baby, the John Jones thing, where the baby's penis was basically burned off or frozen off or something during a bad circumcision. And
oh my.
Did you hear?
No.
Do you know about this? This is a very, it's either called John Joan, I think is what they call it. But what happened is they were twins and they were both boys, and one of the circumcisions went wrong and the penis came off. So at John Hopkins, they decided that they were going to make the boy into a girl because they could more easily construct a vagina than they could a penis. And so when they tried to force this little boy to be a girl, they put her in dresses, they bought her girly clothes, and they really tried to force it, and this boy was absolutely miserable and tried to kill himself.
Oh my.
Because he said that he naturally would want to, like, do boy things, and he thought something was really wrong with him. He got harassed in school a lot because people could just tell that things weren't right, and, I mean, they gave him hormones and stuff, so he started growing breasts, so he looked like a girl and had a girl name and always thought that it was a girl, but it wasn't, and when he tried to kill himself, the parents came out and said, and told him what happened, and now he is a grown man, and he has a penis. He went and got surgery and got it all fixed. But he was very aware of the fact that something was not right. He did not feel like a girl. So, to me, that becomes blatantly obvious that at least some people, you know what I mean, some amount of gender is built into you. And that's not the case with everybody.
So let the child discover for himself?
Yes, that's the way I feel about it.
Makes the most sense to me. 855-450-FREE. Hey, and since you mentioned gay people, there's news about gay parenting out.
Yes. I actually heard about this. I have a friend who is like a teacher, and she had to take some early childhood classes, and she told me a few weeks ago that in the class they taught her, they were teaching them like that gay parents were better than straight parents in a lot
now,
of cases.
Now, what does that mean? That's quite the claim.
It is quite the claim. And the article of this is Gay Parents Better Than Straight Parents? What Research Suggests?
Somewhere.
It's from the Huffington Post.
Okay.
But I thought it was interesting because I haven't heard, I had heard of this kind of recently, this claim that's being made, sort of. Gay marriage, especially gay parenting, has been in the crosshairs in recent days. On January 6th, Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum told a New Hampshire audience that children are better off with a father in prison than being raised in a home with lesbian parents and no father at all.
What a horrible man.
Yes.
I find this man to be completely despicable.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to get off topic, but, like, I've seen a lot of people commenting on the South Carolina results for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And Santorum did better than Ron Paul. And, like,
right.
Really? Really?
Yeah, everyone did better than Ron Paul in South Carolina.
I know. I know. He knew he wasn't going to do what. But anyway, not to get off topic. So last Monday...
Let's get off topic, because we can come back to this here in a moment. But on the Santorum thing, weren't you critiquing me and some of the other activists for getting up in his face recently? No.
No, okay. I never said that.
So would you support that then? Like, you know, causing trouble at a Santorum event?
Sure.
Okay. Just checking on that. Because we had a lot of fun over at the Rick Santorum event. And if you want, you can see that. Just go to... freekeen.com and look for, I think it's Freekeen Owns Santorum. If you don't appreciate Rick Santorum, then you will certainly appreciate the stuff
that we did. If you're a politician, especially on the national level, and you're a scumbag like this guy,
So you have no problem with us disrupting his campaign event?
Maybe it wasn't the most respectful thing to do, but I personally, it doesn't bother me.
Right, it certainly was not the most respectful thing to do. Some people were pretty upset that, you know, we got in the way of them trying to hear what this bigot, this hate monger had to say. And we ended up making national news because of it as well, with Derek Jay making it onto the Associated Press video of the event. So it ended up being pretty good.
Cool.
Oh, go ahead.
So anyway, back to the gay thing. Last Monday, Pope Benedict called gay marriage a threat to the future of humanity itself, citing the need for children to have heterosexual homes. But research on families headed by gays and lesbians doesn't back up these dire assertions. In fact, in some ways, gay parents may bring talents to the table that straight parents don't.
Hmm, okay.
Gay parents tend to be more motivated, more committed, than heterosexual parents on average because they choose to be parents.
Every time.
Every time. I really, really love that. I mean, anyone can pop out a kid, and I would love to know...
And a lot of them do, accidentally.
...the percentage of children that are accidental.
You were one, right?
I was one, and I'm pretty sure my brother was one, too.
We'll come back with more here at 855-450-FREE, because there's more information on gay parents versus straight parents, and I think that's a really prescient point to make there, that every gay couple that has a kid made the explicit choice to do that. And that means something. That's worth something. 855-453. It's not to say there aren't good straight parents, but there are plenty of them that were accidents, and they just don't do as good a job as they could. Hour 3's next.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.